Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Before we jump into PMI, on the heels of all of our hiking stories that we had this morning, two hikers in the Czech Republic came across just shy of 600 gold coins on the trail. Somebody dumped them, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Minted between 1808 and the early 1900s, they went in and got a value on the coins. They're worth about $341,000.
Why doesn't that ever happen to me?
It's buried treasure.
What?
I'm always hoping to stumble across gold coins on my hikes.
That's
or a purple
awesome.
Mountain rock. One
Would
or
you
the
turn
other.
Around on those hikes, Katie, or no?
You know what? I'd keep going, Josh. That's what you're supposed to do.
They also found 16 bags of tobacco, 10 bracelets, a comb, and a keychain.
Oh,
what was the keychain?
Sweet. Keychain,
I don't know. Las Vegas.
Right, yeah.
It's all Luxor. Heads up, Skype is closing today. Today's the last day Skype. Microsoft shutting it down in favor of Teams.
Forever.
No more Skype. They say the user base has declined massively. More people using Teams with their video conferencing.
I mean, you have an iPhone, right?
That's what you're switching to.
Yeah. FaceTime
or Teams.
Kind of the end of an era.
It's funny. Hmm. The only person I know who uses Skype is our piano teacher. So if the kids are kind of feeling sick or she's feeling sick, they do a Skype lesson. And she has since had to switch over to Teams. Lila wasn't feeling too good the other day, so she did a Teams lesson first time. I guess within Teams, they've got like a noise canceling feature, which cancels out the sound of the piano.
Are you playing, Lila? Uh-huh. Are you playing?
So she logged on for the piano lesson, playing her songs, and the piano teacher's like, I can't hear anything. It's drowning out the piano sounds because
hilarious.
It thinks it's background noise. So,
oh my gosh.
Piano teachers, if that's you.
That's really
funny.
Might
want to do a test run with some of your students.
Oh, my God.
I just shook my head. I was like, really? This is so ridiculous.
Like, do I have to pay you for this?
And it truly, you know, she's probably, I don't know what she's pushing, but she's up there. And it was like trying to figure out how to turn it off, and just, it was a mess. It was like, let's just reschedule for next week.
We'll do it another time.
We'll do this another time. So anyway, rest in peace, Skype. All right, guys, it is time for PMI. That stands for a positive, a minus, and something interesting. We deliver three stories to you each and every morning about this time. I guess I got to pee.
Ooh.
Oh.
I got to pee. And it's a Jer on Sports.
I like these.
It's a baseball one.
Oh!
Woohoo!
Yes!
This story was going around this weekend. A dad had an amazing foul ball catch. Did you see this?
Yeah.
His very young daughter was on his shoulders at the time. It was during Saturday's Yankee game, and boom, fly ball right at him. She's on the back of him, holding on to him. As the ball is coming towards them, he puts out his glove to catch it. At the exact moment, she takes her hands behind him and covers his eyes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Oh, no.
You know, kind of holding on to him because she's kind of moving. So she grabs his face, covers his eyes. The ball comes in. He catches it in the glove and doesn't drop his daughter.
Fantastic
video.
He
listen
still
to this.
Makes a catch.
There's so many of those videos where like there's a dad out there with a beer in one hand and a baby in the other, and he still catches the ball.
The beer.
Did you ever see? There's a video out there where this dad had a kid in his hand, and the ball was coming to the hand that had the kid, and he chucked the kid up, caught the ball, and caught the kid again.
Dad
I've seen
power.
That one.
Unbelievable.
It's dad
it's
power.
coolest thing
it's
ever.
It's that adrenaline rushing through you.
It
you
is.
Can do anything.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
So
very neat.
I posted the video on our Facebook if you want to check it out. Jeremy, Katie, Josh.
Super cool.
Who got to minus?
I got that M, and this one starts off kind of bad because, well, first of all, there was a high school baseball game in Arizona. The team was about to take the field, and all of a sudden, they heard a loud bang and they saw smoke. So there was a fire at somebody's property on the other side of the field. And so some of those players went to rush off the field and help fight with it. And what happened was a woman, she was working from home and she was wearing her headphones and did not realize her entire house was on fire. So when these baseball players got to her, she's like, what's happening? What's happening?
She didn't smell it?
She didn't smell it or anything.
Really?
And so they're saying because of these baseball players, fires thanks to their quick thinking and the help of first responders.
More baseball.
They were able to put that fire out and the house was saved, but that woman still just into her work. She's just, you know, doing stuff.
A lot of times if I'm outside running or even at the gym, I'll just keep one AirPod in.
Every time.
Yeah. You know, so I can still hear what's going on around me.
Yeah.
It's so important.
You know, children saying help or the house is on fire.
What was the boom? Do we know what the boom was?
Yeah, it was just something exploding from the fire. Yeah, they didn't give us any clarification.
A propane tank or something?
Just a loud bang. You think she would have seen some kind of fire from that?
No,
you know, an explosion.
She's focused.
But yeah, those headphones, that'll take
out. She was
any
on Microsoft
kind of
Teams trying to figure out how to get it to work.
Canceled the noise.
Exactly. She was trying to get Skype out of her life.
That's right.
But yeah, thankfully everyone's okay. And again, thankful for that high school baseball team. And they got the win.
Hey! There we go.
I hope somebody bunted.
Yeah.
Going back, I will say, like, when I wear the one, I always wonder, because it's usually my left one that I keep in, so I can hear with my right. Like, I wonder 10 years down the road if I'm going to have worse hearing in my left. Because it's in there all the time, and the right one's not. You think?
I do notice that when we talk and you have your headphones, you move the left one, though.
Yeah.
You do that.
You
and do so
that one. So you're trying to even it out.
Cancel it
out.
I think that's what you're doing.
I always, on my walks, I'll do one right headphone one day, and then I'll switch to the left. So I'm not privy to one or the other.
Smart
I do
move.
Both because of that. Because I've
equal
heard
it out.
We wear our headphones so much, and I want my hearing to last.
Katie's headphones are loud.
You guys don't even know. She takes them off on a commercial break. It's like they're all the way up.
They're not that
Katie,
bad.
You turn your own headphones down. You look and you go, oh gosh.
Maybe I just want to hear what you guys have to say, huh? Do you ever think
I guess
of that?
So. I don't
Crystal
know why.
Clear.
All right, what's
Crystal
the interesting?
Clear.
This is crazy to me because over the weekend, the first driverless semi trucks that are doing long hauls now, so statewide and moving to nationwide later this year, are happening. And this is all with a company called Aurora, not Aurora, Colorado. They're a Texas based company right now, but they're called Aurora. And they're officially running through the state of Texas. On Friday, the autonomous trucking company firm Aurora announced that it has started the new autonomous driving semis. This
I don't like it.
Terrifies me.
Nope.
Because I just know how dangerous semi-truck driving is already and how there have been horrible accidents in the past. Aurora's technology, they say, is going to eliminate that. However, That scares me. That creeps me out. And on top of that, over the weekend, the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, which is the Transport Workers Union for semi-truck drivers, they started this whole petition now because they are talking how when trucks are just autonomously driven like that, they don't have the human ability to make those judgment calls of decision making.
Humans fall
in the
asleep
truck.
In there too.
They do.
And have we completely forgot about Total Recall? That is the last thing
gosh.
We want is for semi trucks to be driving out there all willy nilly.
Well, I was thinking iRobot too, which is the same thing. Those autonomously driven trucks. I don't like it, Jer.
I don't like the robot.
Do you guys want to know my biggest concern?
What?
Are you pro?
How are these? I think they called lot lizards.
Oh my god!
How are they going to make any money now? poor ladies are out there trying to make a living, and you're going to go to these semi trucks, and there's nobody in there.
It's putting out more than
How
one
are
business.
These prostitutes going to make any money now?
They're going to be robots now.
They're going to be robots. Exactly.
I bet nobody's thinking of that this morning, huh?
You know what? The Lot Lizard Union actually has also signed this petition.
They're pissed.
Funny enough, an update to this story.
This is the story we should be reporting on. That's the real news.
That reminds
You're putting
me
putting a lot of hookers out of business.
It's Always Sunny episode of Lot Lizards, and it's so funny. Mm. Oh, my gosh. You know what, Jer? You're thinking of the people. You're
thinking of the people this morning.
There is that side of it. You are. You're a giver, Jerry. Jeremy. Sorry. I keep calling you Jerry.
Good job, Jerry. Yeah, that's the real story there.
Well, you know what?
What?
More than one worker union is upset now, and they're going to be signing those petitions away so that they can
drive
their trucks.
Harshly worded emails.
Harshly worded emails.
And another one.
That's it. There's your PMI this morning. Speaking for the people. Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.